Harry, which sort of defeat is harder to take? One where you've played well like that and got edged out by a goal, or one where you've got comprehensively beaten?
I think normally you need to always try and play as well as you can, and you know, you want to come to games like this and put a performance in. And later on in the week, you know, we can look at the positives from this game. So if we come here and give a bad account of ourselves and got well beaten, it would have been going into the next game with, you know, a disappointment. But of course, we've got disappointment going into Liverpool now, because I felt we did deserve something from the game. But normally we can take a lot of positives from it tonight.
It just feels like it's one of those games where the whistle, you just sink to your knees and just feel like you can't do a lot more than do what you did tonight.
Yeah, I felt opportunities-wise, we had a lot more attempts than them. Felt we opened them up very well, first and second half, really. So, yeah, no, it was disappointing not to have that killer pass or take that killer chance. But as I say, you need to always reflect on games positively and negatively, but I personally feel there'd be a lot of positives to take from tonight.
Their fans didn't seem to particularly enjoy it tonight. Did you feel you surprised a few people that maybe were expecting them to come here and steamroll you tonight?
Well, I think when you come to Old Trafford, from the outside, you no disrespect to us, but you always expect Man United to take the game to us and end up probably being winners. But we knew we could come here, and we knew we could upset them. We knew we could, you know, not let them dictate the game. I felt we dictated it in spells, and their fans probably realised it was going to be a tough night for them, and they got that break and the goal. But after that, I didn't feel, you know, they took control of the game at any point, really. Felt if you looked at both teams and you didn't know who was who, it would be hard to tell who's Man United and the home team.
Was that an ideal kind of game for you to be unleashed back into tonight?
Any game, really. You know, I'm always prepared to play in any game. Of course, you know, as a professional, you want to play at the big grounds and against the best sides. So it was nice to be back out there, and you know, I'd enjoyed it.
You were like a boxer taking a couple of standing eight counts in the first half. You were getting booted a couple of times.
Yeah, I got caught a couple of times. A few little niggly tackles that ended up being a little bit of pain. But it was nice to say, just to be back out there. I felt, you know, quite fit and comfortable, and it was nice to play.
I'm making four changes, and you missed the last couple of games. Dan Gosling hasn't been probably as involved as much as he would like, but to make those changes and to be able to put in a performance like that just gives us an emphasis of the quality you've got lurking in the wings here.
Yeah, I think, you know, the squad that we've got here has always been strong. I feel every player, when they've come in, you know, hopefully they always end up taking their chance, because, you know, the quality's been there. Everyone knows that, you know, there's quality that runs throughout the squad. You know, we're all professionals. I'm 28 this month, and I understand it's a squad game. I'm part of a team, and ultimately I want to play every game, but if not, then we just have to, you know, go by what the manager says.
I suppose a rotation policy helps those who haven't been in the team as much as they'd like in this intensity of games, because last year the manager admitted he didn't freshen up maybe as much as he should have done, and therefore you paid the price. This year he's obviously going to mix it up a bit more.
Yeah, I think when you've got a squad that he's confident in, you know, it makes sense to rotate the squad. Look at Man United's team tonight; they rotated it quite heavily from the Man City game. So I think there's no point in having a squad if you're not going to rotate it. So all the players that I feel that come in are more than ready. They've got enough experience to play in the Premier League. And I feel everyone give a good account of themselves tonight.
Just finally going into Liverpool on Sunday, you imagine their scouts watching tonight will have had a few things written down about the performance that you take to good stead on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they probably know they're the sort of team that try and play good football. You know, we got 4 points off them last year, and obviously the home game is one, a famous result for us, and one that I'm sure sticks in their memory as much as ours. So I have no doubt they'll be fully prepared for a very tough game. Two, you know, negative results for them the last couple of games. They would have hoped for a few more points against Everton and West Brom. So we can expect them to, you know, come all guns blazing, and we need to make sure we match up.
And do you look at that as the biggest opportunity of these four games to get the points?
Honestly, not really, no. I don't think you can pinpoint playing against Man United, Man City or Liverpool as a game where you can really pinpoint as 3 points. You just have to try and give a performance that you can come off the pitch and think there's nothing more we could do today. And I felt 99% of the game today we could almost do that. We'd probably missed that little 1% of quality right at the end, and if we'd have had that, you know, I personally feel we'd have walked off the pitch with at least a point. So if we can put in a similar performance we did tonight with that added extra quality, then I feel we'll get something against the next two games.